We crossed the river and drove north through the crowded Pashtunistan square. Baba used to take me to Khaybar restaurant there for kebab. The building was still standing, but its doors were padlocked, the windows shattered, and the letters K and R missing from its name. I saw a dead body outside the restaurant. There had been a hanging. A young man dangled from the end of a rope tied to a beam, his face puffy and blue, the clothes he had worn on the last day of his life shredded, bloody. Hardly anyone seemed to notice him. We rode silently through the square and headed toward the Wazir Akbar Khan district. Everywhere I looked, a haze of dust covered the city and its sun-dried brick buildings. A few blocks north of Pashtunistan Square, Farid pointed to two men talking animatedly at a busy street corner. One of them was hobbling on one leg, his other leg amputated below the knee. He cradled an artificial leg in his arms. "You know what they're doing? Haggling over the leg," Farid said. "He's selling his leg?" Farid nodded. "You can get good money for it on the black market. It'll feed your kids for a couple of weeks." To my surprise, most of the houses in the Wazir Akbar Khan district still had roofs and standing walls. In fact, they were in pretty good shape. Trees still peaked over the walls, and the streets weren't nearly as rubble-strewn as the ones in Quartier C. Faded street signs, some twisted and bullet-pocked, still pointed the way. "This isn't so bad," I remarked. "No surprise," Farid said. "Most of the important people live here now." "The Taliban?" I asked. "Them too," he said. "Who else?" He drove us into a wide street with fairly clean sidewalks and walled homes on either side. "The people behind the Taliban, the real brains of this government, if you can call it that. Arabs, Chechens, Pakistanis," Farid said. He pointed northwest. Street 15, that way, is called Sarak-e Mehmana, Street of the Guests. That's what they call him here, guests. I think someday these guests are going to pee all over the carpet. "I think that's it," I said. "Over there." I pointed to the landmark that used to serve as a guide for me when I was a kid. "If you ever get lost," Baba used to say, "remember that our street is the one with the pink house at the end of it." The pink house with the steeply pitched roof had been the neighborhood's only house of that color in the old days. It still was. Farid turned onto the street. I saw Baba's house right away.